here. All right, so as promised, years ago, this was in early 2000, when the king of pop, Michael Jackson, was just...
riding high.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
Still everyone's famous, favorite entertainer, all of that in Los Angeles. The show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, was out of Los Angeles. Yeah. Steve and Michael were friends at the time. Mm-hmm. And, boy, he was on vacation,
You get excited
I know, because, right? Yeah, because
I was in awe when he called.
Yeah, I remember this so well. Remember, Steve was on vacation. Steve came off vacation
to talk to Michael.
He heard that Michael Jackson wanted to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he came in off vacation and did
the special interview. That's something you come off vacation for.
Yeah. And did the special interview with the one and only, the king of pop, the greatest entertainer, Michael Jackson. Here it is. Take a look.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, you won't even believe this one right here. This is the player move to end all player moves.
What?
This is the single best call ever on this radio station.
This one is bigger than President Clinton called. I'm nervous.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, put your hands together and show your love for the king of pop, Michael Jackson.
No!
You don't hear me? You don't hear me? You think I'm lying? You don't feel me? Watch what I say. Hey, Mike.
Steve.
How you doing, player?
Wow. How are you?
What's up, brother? How you feel, man?
I went to bed early so I could wake up and speak to you. I'm a really big fan of yours.
Hey, man.
I am, like I told you, I saw your show, The Kings of Comedy.
Right, right.
And you did a sketch about the Titanic, and I thought that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Incredible.
Michael and I met. My trailer. Yeah, this year. He invited me.
On Rock My World.
Right. To rock my world. And I didn't come on the air and tell anybody because I considered that, you know, just a private thing between us. You know, I didn't go out and go, man, I was in Michael Jackson trailer. You know, the brother invited me to his trailer. I met his kids. Great kids, man. Oh,
thank you very much, sir.
Can I pay you this compliment? Your kids didn't act like little rich kids.
Okay.
No, man, they had manners. They were real nice, man. I was playing ball with the little boy. He didn't want to stop. He just kept throwing me the ball. And after a while, I just got into it. I said, all right, little prince, here you go. I'm finna throw you a hot one. Catch it.
Oh, God bless you. You're just a great talent. You're really incredible. You're very funny. Gosh.
God, oh, boy.
Very funny. You have me screaming when I watch this thing. I watch it all the time.
this dude is funny, man. We was having a good time in the trailer, man. Just one of the really, really nice people in this business, man. And I got something else for you, too, Mike. I talked to your personal assistant. I got a new DVD out. I'm sending you that. You'll have that today.
Oh, cool.
Play-o.
Thank you.
Me
Thank
and you,
you.
Mike. Mike Jackson on the phone. I don't even know what to ask you. Hey, Mike, I got one for you.
Yeah?
Hey, man, let me ask you this question. When you were performing on the 30th anniversary special, did you have an emotional moment when you and your brothers was on stage? Because it was this moment during the performance where you kneeled down and you stayed there and your brothers were looking at you like, okay, Mike, come on. Was that real, dog?
It's always real, and I take that moment, and I pray not to cry, and I usually do, you know, because everything goes back to me from, you know, conception, you know, to us when we were little babies and children, and now to see, you know, all of these, you know, all the adulation and notoriety, and it's just a work from God, and it all goes through me real fast, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a blessing, and I just break down and I cry at that moment, but I try not to show it to the audience, but I can't help it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw it, man. I thought that was real, you know. I think, man, that people, when they see these things in you, brother, I think that allows them to see a glimpse of the real Michael Jackson that oftentimes only your closest friends get to see. First of all, Michael, let me introduce you to my co-host on the show, Shirley Strawberry.
Good morning.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
Great. I love your album. I really, really
thank you
do
very
love
much.
Your album.
The new
really
album, Mike.
Yeah, we really love it. Seriously.
I'm telling you, on this station right here, I play Butterflies at least twice a morning.
Yes.
And in 4 hours, that ain't right on the radio. Hey, Mike, where did you get Butterflies from?
Well, Butterflies is with these two girls named Floetry, and they came with the song, and we kind of worked together. It's mainly these other two girls who mainly composed that one.
Wow.
They're British girls. They're black British girls, and they were just phenomenal. And I thought it was just, you know, something that I really, really liked. Mm-hmm. So we did some kind of counter, you know, hooks and lines and painted it with different sounds and everything, different colors. And so we produced it, and I produced it and just created something that was just acceptable. And it ended up going on the album, because I'll do at least over 100 songs until I come up with about, you know, 20 or 30 that I like.
Yeah,
and I'll cipher it down, you know.
Uh-huh. Wow. 100 songs, dog, before you come up with 20 or 30 you like.
Yeah, it was more this time, actually, than 100.
Well, he is Michael Jackson.
He's bad. The king
of
pop.
He's bad.
Yeah. Hey, man, Mike, I know you ain't this type of bro, but I am, so I'm just going to put it out there real like this. Ever since you came back, I told Usher and Cisco to put their shirt back on. Put your shirt back on. Mike is back. You can take that glove off up to your elbow and all that mess. The king is back, baby. Your true fans, Michael, are still out there in them streets, man. And I can't even tell you to what you've been to people, Mike, for all these years, man. I mean, brother, I don't know if anybody's ever said thank you to you for the way you put it down, for all of the music you gave us that's still in our hearts, man. And I don't know if nobody ever said thank you to you, man.
Oh, God bless you. That's so beautiful. It's I appreciate it. It's not easy being in my position, because it creates so much sensationalism and tabloid. Wow. People lie.
Come on, man.
They create rumors and stories, and none of it's true, you know. And it's very, very difficult, you know. It's not easy. It's very hard.
All right. You see why I was excited, right?
Wow.
Yes!
Okay. Every time I hear it, it's new to me and I get chills. Mm. So when we come back at the top of the hour, part two of Steve's interview with the king of pop, Michael Jackson.